Hey, I'm Sorensen.
And I'm Schmidt.
And welcome to the first episode of Two Losers Talking About Things They Don't Know About. In this podcast, we're just going to be talking about things like news stories or historical events that we have little to no information about, and then maybe at the end we'll fact check.
We're hoping this will take off and get a lot of listeners, but probably only get like 7.
Yeah, I mean, we have to make this podcast, but like, ideally we kind of want to make this our own.
Okay, well, for our first episode, we're joined by Francis Yang. He's some retard kid. So yeah, let's talk about the Holocaust.
I feel like we should probably include a warning that this could get a little offensive. So watch out for that. And now that that's out of the way, what do you guys know about the Holocaust?
Okay, I know a lot about the Holocaust. So, that Hitler guy, he killed a bunch of loser Jews because they deserved it.
Francis, are you going to talk at all or what? Join in on this action.
Hitler, he's a questionable guy because the thing is that he was never a bad leader, I guess. His beliefs just led him to what he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, did he have good intentions?
I mean, he wanted to save the motherland because they were like super poor or something.
Yeah. What set him off to do that though?
I guess he was just taught that Jews were the
too bad.
But wasn't he the one who's like he started that propaganda, didn't he? I thought he was the one.
He must have got taught somewhere, or like his belief must have like.
I mean, no. This is what he's thinking. He's like, wait, when did it all go wrong? And he's thinking back, and he's like,
yeah,
when all the Jews joined Germany, that's when things started to get.
Surely Hitler wasn't born with the thought that Jews suck.
Well, yeah, because the idea that Jews are bad, that was around like during the World War II, right? That wasn't around before that, I think.
Mm.
Because even like a topic this big, we don't know that much about.
He had ideas of nationalism, anti-Semitism.
Well, Francis, that's a really great fact that you seem to know from your head.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're kind of ruining our vibe, Francis.
I'm sorry.
Of people talking about things they don't know about. You seem to know a lot about this.
There's also that book about the guy in the striped pajamas. We've done a lot in English.
Yeah. So we've all seen Boy in Striped Pajamas, right? But that didn't really.
The Striped Pajamas.
That wasn't a good movie. I'll say it. That wasn't a good movie.
It's a great movie.
No, it was awful.
It was alright. It was alright.
It's not the best material.
It has child actors, of course, it's gonna suck.
The acting was bad. Like, even from the adult actors, the story made little sense, even though it was based off something, like a true event.
Why would some German leader not tell his kids that it's a concentration camp? Like, it's really not that hard to understand.
It's not even that, though. Like, it's just the story that was really bad. How do you do that, though? How do you make the story bad from a real life event? How do you mess up that badly?
I'm not the biggest movie critic, so maybe that's why I don't really mind the film.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, well, we do.
There's also that dumbass part where the guards are gathering all the Jews and they don't realize that he's the only one with hair.
Yeah.
Like, you can see his hair.
Surely they would have checked, right?
So, yeah.
And yeah, you could still see the hair. That's not the point. The Boy in Striped Pajamas really has. Like, I mean, it's relevant, but it doesn't really have.
It doesn't really like captivate that much.
Yeah, it doesn't explain much about the Holocaust. Because it's more centered about a boy in the Holocaust, not the Holocaust itself. So
it's not even centered about like an actual Jew.
It's some guy from
a rich family.
The soldier's son, right?
The soldier's son.
Yeah. Yeah.
And surely the guards must have seen. What the hell was his name? Like, Pee Pee. His name was. God, his name was like Schmall. It was like Schmall.
Yeah.
Right. Have you seen Gravity Falls? Is that gnome who like always says Schmebulok or something? Why am I always reminded of Schmebulok? That's what I always think of.
Yeah, well, Schmall. Gravity Falls. Schmall's kind of a pain in the ass.
I don't know. Maybe it's because when I was younger. When I was younger, I didn't really watch.
Francis, we're not going back to Gravity Falls. This is about the Holocaust, alright? Not about cartoons.
Bigger picture, Francis.
Yeah, I did, because it reminded me of something.
Oh, alright,
so how did it start? Like, he might have been told about someone, but I think it was just kind of his views, right? Like, that kind of set him off to do that. Like, kind of logic, like, I guess.
If we ignore the fact that, like, since we don't know how Hitler actually, like, started his hate, all we know is that since, like, Hitler, he never... I doubted, like, that he ever started his campaign by saying, we will kill all the Jews.
Hitler
would have started his campaign.
I mean, obviously, that would have been, like...
Like, he would have started his campaign by, like, saying, oh, we'll make Germany a great country.
Yeah, we'll save Germany.
Yeah, yeah.
Save Germany.
Get you out of that Great Depression.
Along the way, he would have mentioned that, oh...
Well, yeah, that would have been one of his, like, big turning points. Or, like, you should vote for me because,
race extermination.
Yeah, like Trump's one of Trump's big voting points was, you know, the wall. So I think, like, the Jews would have been Hitler's one of his big voting points, or like, this is why you should vote for me.
Yeah, well, I guess the only way to find out is to read his great book, Mein Kampf.
Mein Kampf, whatever. No, there's an F on the end.
Hey,
there's an F on the end.
I took German, man.
Minecraft.
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 Make sure he wrote Mein Kampf in prison because, like...
Wait, he was imprisoned?
Yeah. The police were like, no, stop, please. And so they imprisoned him.
Hitler's imprisonment.
Was he actually?
Yeah, he was.
Hitler was found guilty of treason. What?
Sentenced to 5 years in Landsberg prison. Read... dictated Mein Kampf.
He did.
Yeah.
To his fellow prisoners, Emwa and Rudolf Hintz.
So he didn't even write it. It was originally him, like, talking to his cellmates.
He served 9 months. It took him 9 months to write an entire biography. Like, you'd think, it'd take longer than that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm
surely.
Thinking back on my life. I could make a start writing my book right now. It'd take me like 2 years to catch up to everything that happened.
Who knows? Maybe he knew that bigger things were to come.
Oh my god, Francis.
Oh.
You saying Hitler's a time traveler, Francis?
Yeah, man.
Wait, this was even before he was elected in, though, because this was 1924.
Wait, it didn't happen like while he was trying to get elected and everyone was like, no, that's hate speech or something like that.
Well, then why would they have voted for him if he was
Because he came back and he got like... I don't know, maybe the people didn't hate him, maybe the police hated him.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he got, like, diplomatic immunity because he was, like, big important now.
Like, okay. I have a couple ideas, but they don't really relate to the situation, do they? Like, who knows, maybe Hitler actually time-traveled and Hitler killed himself, if that makes
How do
sense.
We know that he killed himself?
Well,
then?
If he went back in time and killed... Oh, wait, you mean... forwards in time.
So that's what happens, right? He's
Something
hiding in
like
his bunker,
that.
Right? The British
wait,
are on the march, right?
Yeah.
About to catch him. He's in his thing. He pulls out his time travel watch. He's like... Beep, boop, 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 goes forward in time. Becomes president in, like, the year 2030.
Yeah.
Starts the Holocaust again.
What if someone we know in this world is currently Hitler?
What if baby Hitler was, like, just born, just now?
Baby
what,
Hitler.
Like, the next incarnation of Hitler?
Yeah.
Like, who was that, like, Ugandan guy, like...
Oh, Idi Amin.
Yeah. He was pretty much Hitler.
Who knows
yeah.
baby Hitler
Hey, I'm back.
Like, baby Hitler could be, like...
But then it brings up the question, like, would you kill baby Hitler? Because there are the people that are, like, against abortion.
I don't think...
But then also against... No, they're like
baby Hitler.
They're pro-abortion,
mm-hmm.
but they're against Hitler.
Like if
so would you be like, well, no.
Well, if they were pro-abortion,
they
definitely would.
No, they're anti-abortion.
Anti-abortion, pro-Hitler.
No, anti-abortion, anti-Hitler, right?
Uh-huh.
So would they kill baby Hitler?
Well, what if you don't even kill him while he's in the womb? What if you kill him after? Like, what if he's?
But like, he's a baby, right? Would you kill baby Hitler?
Hey,
so it's sort of like a paradox. Like, it goes against
really
both of your morals.
Yeah, well, but there's from other people's points of view as well. If you're
hey,
not
guys.
Stuck in that tight bond, you know, because there's... I mean, I probably wouldn't, because with good parenting, you know, and now that we've seen what Hitler has done, you know, there's... And there's better morals
yeah,
and parenting nowadays.
If you grow him up to be a lead something else.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
lead
a good cause,
yeah.
you know? Like make charities.
Like anti-AIDS or something like
yeah.
that. Then then everyone's going to start donating money
got,
or whatever.
Hey guys, the podcast's nearing 10 minutes, man.
Really?
Wow.
What a milestone.
Sounds like
can,
an ad
can,
break.
Can we, can we make ad revenue off this?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
Yeah, we can
Pretty
get sponsorships.
Sure this goes to iTunes or Spotify. We get big bucks.
Big bucks, man.
Okay, so, okay, back to the Holocaust now. How we've moved past
so
how
we need
it
to talk,
started.
We're meant to talk about something in the timeline, so let's pick a random thing here.
Okay, how about, like...
The Great Depression. What do you guys know about the Great Depression?
Well, the Great Depression was a time when, you know, Germany's lost the war.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah.
And Britain was like, come on, guys.
Germany, man.
You tried to kill us.
Britain
give us some
like,
money.
Yo, Winston Churchill was like, yo, Germany, man, you gotta pay. You gotta pay for our damage, man. You know, you try to launch bombs at our cities? Nah.
Yeah.
You gotta pay for it, you know? So...
So, yeah.
That's the Great Depression, and...
And so the entire country...
That was a time when...
There's, like, some fact, like, the... What, like, 1,000 German marks was worth, like, point, like, 5
like,
US cents or something
like
that.
Like,
and so it'd be impossible to get, like, any food, right?
Like,
and the German dollar dropped, like,
like
that.
This was a time when, like, anyone would be, like... If any leader came out saying that, oh, I have a new plan to make Germany a better country, like... Many
people
would
be scared.
The
thing is, if they lose again, then the country's basically over, pretty much.
Yeah, and they did, didn't they? But they're back and better than ever, and without a leader like Hitler. Who's their current president?
Like,
isn't it
or are they Commonwealth? Or
Germany isn't Commonwealth.
No, they aren't. Aren't they?
Like
what's
Merkel? No.
That Frank Walter.
No.
Wait,
it's
yeah,
Frank
Walter Steinmeier.
Yeah, who's Angela Merkel?
Angela Merkel.
Yeah.
Angela Merkel is
she's a
chancellor
of Germany.
So they haven't
had like a tyrannical leader for since Hitler. So
yeah, I mean they wouldn't. Germany as a country, they wouldn't really want to.
Yeah, well, I mean Hitler. That. Hitler was a great leader, right?
Yeah.
A great leader, like his morals
were
questionable.
A little sketchy.
Just
a bit sketchy, man. But
yeah, they were questionable.
He was
so
a great leader. Like,
he was.
He actually managed to pull what he needed to pull off.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, he did. He in the end,
I mean,
he completed his goal.
Like
there
nowadays,
are those speeches from his that are translated.
Like nowadays,
not his goal. Was his goal to completely exterminate the Jews?
Yeah,
his goal was
to wipe out their entire population because he thought they were like inferior to the Aryan race or whatever.
He didn't kill all of them, but
he tried.
He gave it a good go.
Gave it a good crack.
I reckon he gave him like one or two more years. He probably would have got there, or pretty close to there.
Yeah.
Made it to the point where they'd like.
I wouldn't think he would have been able to like.
Yeah,
exterminate like.
Yeah,
because
of course there would be some of them living
like,
in Britain, which
some
would
of them
have,
like would
have
been
have
like
to
smuggled into other countries.
Yeah, he kept 6 million. That's
you know what
pretty good.
Understand about wars? Why don't like you just fly over in like a plane and just bomb their main town like.
They do.
No,
they do.
But, like, it never seems to have,
I mean,
like,
nowadays,
that much of an effect.
Nowadays.
Yeah, I know, that's weird, right? Well, because they all have shelters and stuff.
If anyone ever got into a fight right now, it would take 2 nukes and the entire country is fucking wiped out.
Not even. Like, if you drop a nuke in, like, Queensland, in Australia, that would still get most of New Zealand.
When you think about the radiation poisoning would carry over, there wouldn't be much destruction, but, like...
No, but because the blast radius is huge, so it still would get a lot of New Zealand. And then, as you say,
think about radiation.
Think about
Hiroshima. It took 2 bombs. They dropped 2 bombs on Japan, right?
How powerful is Hiroshima compared to nowadays nukes, though?
I don't know. It was called, like...
Not even close, man.
It was called, like, the baby boy or something like
that. Yeah, there was, like, Fat Daddy and...
I know that from Fallout. They have that in Fallout as well.
So all we know is that there are
They never talk
many
about
bigger
the second
weapons.
Bomb in Japan, do they? They always talk about Hiroshima.
Was it Nagasaki?
Yes. Yeah, so
well,
like,
no, people talk about Nagasaki as well,
Nagasaki,
but not as much
Hiroshima.
As Hiroshima.
Yeah.
Hiroshima is the most...
Because
it's
got the peace park
Do you say Hiroshima?
It's Hiroshima.
I thought it was Hiroshima.
It's Hiroshima.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well...
It's Hiroshima, something like that.
Well, I'm just going to keep calling it Hiroshima, but... you know what? Screw it, Hiroshima. So,
because
that had more casualties, right?
Mm.
So it has a good reason.
Well, and it was the first one ever in history. It was like the one that
America, was a wake up call.
Yeah, America sent it, and then everyone was like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa! Someone would actually do that to people? That's kind of sketchy."
Yeah,
it's really sketchy.
So that makes you wonder if it's worse than the sort of Holocaust, because it's sort of Holocaust is taking the people, right, and eliminating them, but this. is taking innocent people, right?
Yeah.
Well, the Jews were innocent as well.
Yeah.
But then also pretty much making it almost impossible for them to come back for like the next 50
yeah.
years, right?
So yeah, but Hiroshima killed
like, in a way,
far less people as
like,
well.
Obviously, like casualty-wise and like death-wise, both the two events, you can make some comparisons. But if you actually think about it, like the genocide of like the Jews, right? That was
uh-huh.
like, I guess, how would you say it? It was like a long, long.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It took like
then,
6
then,
or 7
and then
years.
Then
because
like,
there
in
was
Hiroshima. On the other
it
hand.
It was literally one second, and then everything's...
Hiroshima, on the
yeah.
other hand, was...
There was no pain or anything.
Yeah.
No, there was. There was tons of pain. People,
well,
like,
obviously,
out,
but it was only, like,
outside,
a second, right?
No, no, no. Outside the blast radius, there
uh-huh.
are people whose skin is hanging
yeah.
off to
Dude,
their nails.
Yeah, oh
and
my God.
And babies being
oh, no,
born with, like, extra legs
yeah.
and stuff
people
like that.
People who survived,
yeah.
the
Dude, they were messed
it's
up.
It's like that story, like,
hey.
Hidaka, whatever her hell her
hey.
Name was, the paper cranes chick.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I read that. And, yeah, she was, like...
She was like a really good runner or something
yeah.
as well. She could have gone to like the
yeah,
Olympics
but she was dying because
yeah.
of her mum survived Hiroshima because
yeah,
she
no,
was poisoned.
When she was a baby
yeah.
when like Hiroshima happened, right?
Uh-huh.
And the bombs dropped.
Yeah.
And then she got like blasted out of the window as a child
yeah.
and like survived, and had like
who the paper cranes kid?
Yeah.
yeah.
No, because
like,
she was.
No.
It wait. Was her mum. She was affected because
yeah,
her mum was affected.
Like, the difference between like. Like Hiroshima was set off by the USA
mm.
and the USA
yeah.
were probably the good like
considered the good guys.
It was
yeah.
the
yeah.
It was the ending of
mm.
the war.
That really makes you think though,
it
right?
Well, it wasn't the ending yet. They dropped Hiroshima, then Japan still didn't surrender. And
yeah,
because so
it was Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
that really makes you think
it was a revenge sort of thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Japan was super powerful in World War II.
Yeah,
they
almost
were
took over like all of Asia.
No, mm-hmm. they nearly took over China.
Yeah, but
like Japan.
That pretty much is most
yeah.
of Asia.
Like Japan and China have a bad history.
Mm.
Yeah,
really
they do.
Bad.
It's weird.
Also, Korea and Japan, because
mm.
even nowadays, like a lot of Koreans hate Japanese and
mm.
vice versa.
It's weird to think that such a small
like
country could take on China.
Yeah,
like
you right.
think China would just send out like warships and
China,
just
China,
surround
China,
Japan.
China they eventually won, but now mm. China, like back in that day, China was poor. China
mm.
wasn't a rich.
Yeah,
I mean
like,
China's
if
always
you look
damn
at China
changing.
Now,
there's been like
China's
13
like,
million
China's
different dynasties.
China's arguably like right now, like arguably the wealthiest country in the world.
Yeah, because they've got better leaders now because their
mm.
old leaders were
yeah,
selfish.
But if you look at China back then, China was among like one of the poorest countries there.
Yeah,
Hiroshima.
So in the 1940s.
Hiroshima.
Especially.
It really makes you think because that was from America, right? And
mm.
they were considered, you know, the good guys.
Mm-hmm.
Were
good
they
guys.
Really though? You know.
Our podcast is nearing 20 minutes.
Wow,
I mean,
another
wow.
milestone.
Yeah, another milestone.
What else are you gonna do? Like Japan, unless you want to risk more of your own guys' lives, rushing up to their home, like. What? You guys are scaring me.
Oh, no.
We're
fine.
Not planning anything.
Mm.
So, yeah, as you like, the Holocaust, it was awful, right? 6 million Jews. Is that
six
right?
Million.
6 million, I'm pretty
I
sure.
I think that's a lot.
Yeah, that is. I mean, that's not, like...
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, that is. And because...
It's a lot. I think that's a few too many, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think about 6 million. Where do you get six million people?
I don't think it was around 2 million.
No, it was 6 million.
I can search it up.
Yeah, let's fact check right now instead of at the end of the episode. Let's do it right now.
How
many Jews were killed? Yeah, 6 million.
6 million.
Told you.
Yeah. Damn, that's a...
Yeah, but going back to that, how do you get 6 million,
yeah.
honestly?
If you think
like,
Germany's
that's a,
population...
That's a tenth of PewDiePie subscribers. Man.
Wow.
Wow.
It's almost tenth of T-Series subscribers as well. Join the war. Prevent T-Series from taking over.
We need to join signs with PewDiePie.
Yeah, how... So that... Okay,
6 million people.
Six
yeah,
million.
You go to like a rugby game, right? And like Eden
that's
Park.
That's the
yeah.
You look around. There's that, and you say, That's a lot of people. That's like 5,000 people.
Yeah, that's not even close to how...
6 million.
I know. New Zealand's not even... New Zealand doesn't even...
Yeah, imagine, I know.
Yeah, we have 4 million. That's more than all in the entirety of New Zealand. Yeah,
imagine like New Zealand and like a bit of Australia. Where did all those bodies go?
They burnt them. They burnt them.
Yeah, I know, but like... There must be ashes and bones and clothes left over.
It's been a long time, Oscar. Surely
it has. They would have blown into the wind.
Decomposed.
That's disgusting. You can go in Germany, take a breath of fresh air.
It's like fresh.
Some dead guy.
Quote unquote fresh. Yeah, so.
Germany's nice now. I wouldn't mind going to Germany.
Yeah, no. They have a good economy as well, right?
Like, our teacher told us that he had, like, international students over, and those students had. And they were from Germany. They were from Germany, by the way. And they had no
idea. What, during the Holocaust?
No, as in, like, he just said.
How the hell?
International students, and, like...
Yeah,
I was... They had never... They were never taught, like, any history, like, between the...
Yeah, no, because you wouldn't really want to. Current Germans regret it so much. They still apologize.
Yeah, they feel so ashamed, right?
I mean,
even though they weren't even,
alive when it happened.
Yeah, their parents weren't even alive, and they're still ashamed, right?
Because
it was an awful thing, and I'm not surprised that they didn't teach them history, because their history was really messed up.
Can you imagine being the asshole that had to break it to them when they were, like, overseas? Like,
you're
German? Oh, yeah, my grandpapa died to you. They'd be like,
what are you talking about? Dude, people would be so pissed if they were that confused as well, right?
Yeah. You know how you escaped the Holocaust? Just convert to Christianity, the hell won't kill you.
Just believe that God had a son.
Really seems pretty easy when you think about it.
Yeah, but no, because they had to get the Star of David tattooed onto them anyway. Mm. So even if
it wasn't even that. It was like their facial, like, like how their nose is long. I know that's like racist against like.
It's not a race though. It's a religion. Racist.
I mean, it's religion stereotypical.
Stereotypical. Yeah.
Right.
Mm. Yeah.
That they have large noses, but it's also the thing.
Do they? I've never heard that before.
Haven't?
I haven't.
I mean, Lil Dicky doesn't have a big nose. And he's a Jew.
Why are you bringing up Lil Dicky?
Because he's Jewish.
Jewish nose is a racial stereotype referred to a hooked nose.
Yeah, Jewish's nose are, like, typically long.
Why is there a Wikipedia page of stereotypes of Jews?
Well, because this was a Holocaust thing, so it's important.
Damn.
See, look, do Jews have bigger noses? See, look at that.
They do, yeah.
Look at that monstrosity.
Dude, what the hell?
No, you look at, what's his name? The guy from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, his name's... God damn.
What, the main guy?
Yeah.
Andy Samberg?
Yeah.
Is he a Jew?
Look at his nose.
But he's not a Jew, though, is he?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he is.
The guy from The Lonely Island. They've made fun of Jews before, haven't they?
Probably because... Look how long his nose is.
Yeah, but he's... He's not...
Photoshopped nose.
He's not a Jew, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not. No, he doesn't. Oh, he is! Although he describes himself as not particularly religious. How does that work?
Maybe his family's like
His family's Jewish. Technically, he's Jewish.
My dad was circumcised at birth because his family's Christian.
Well, yeah, but that's... Because that can also... Like, not even... Some non-religious people do that because they believe it's like, you know, it can lead to infections and stuff, right?
I don't understand that. Like, it's the one thing that prevents your penis from getting infected.
Yeah.
Plus, it's also got, like, that inbuilt,
Okay, let's not talk about foreskin. Let's keep this PG-13.
You shouldn't have mentioned that in the first place.
Yeah.
Why did you say that?
We've gone off topic a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, it all has some relevance, but...
I mean, I guess this should be the end, then. I think we can close it out.
No, we can keep going. No, there's still a lot we haven't talked about.
We should actually...
It's reaching
be
25
fast.
Minutes, yeah. So yeah.
What a milestone.
We should actually go back.
Okay, let's just fact check what we've talked about. Okay, how was the Holocaust started?
How was the Holocaust started?
Alright.
So according to...
So wait, what have we talked about? We've talked about why Hitler started it.
Yeah.
Well, like where does his beliefs come from?
On this entire
We haven't really talked about the Holocaust much. More like kind of Hitler.
Yeah.
Or just what happened in the Holocaust.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because he was the big man in charge.
Yeah.
I mean, because when you say Holocaust, everyone instantly thinks of Hitler.
You think Hitler ever felt bad? He must have, right? He must have.
Yeah, that's why he killed himself, right?
He must have seen a kid and been like, oh, I can't be doing this.
That's why he killed himself, right?
Maybe.
No, Hitler killed himself because he didn't want anyone to know what actually happened. You know, like.
Yeah, so that he felt guilty.
Yeah, if that makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, he knew what he was doing was wrong. Was that the whole way, or was that just, like, at the end?
No, I mean, like, I guess he just didn't want, like, anyone to know his plans and stuff.
But that was after the Holocaust.
After?
Yeah, he killed himself at the end. Well, he's not gonna do it in the middle, otherwise it wouldn't have kept going.
He has his leaders, man.
Yeah, but he's still in charge. They can't do anything without him, because he's a good leader. So much so that people have become dependent on him.
Read this.
All right.
Another well-known theory concerns the Jewish...
So no one actually knows for sure. There's all just theories.
I mean, I think he talks about it in his book, but it's like... I mean, we'd have to read through that. We don't have time for that. But apparently, his mother, Clara Hitler...
Yeah, her doctor
had
a Jew,
breast
right?
cancer.
Yeah.
Her doctor was a Jew.
Yeah, but he couldn't cure her, so he hates her now, right?
What happened to her was incurable. He didn't hate it for that.
Not hate her, sorry. I mean, hate the doctor.
He didn't hate the doctor that was incurable. He hated that
the thing that pushed him over the edge.
Zahn, I swear to God. He didn't hate the doctor... for saying that it was uncurable, because of course it's out of his control. Mm-hmm. He hated the doctor for sort of feeding her this medication, which did nothing to cure it,
that
but instead just pained her,
and that would have
for no reason.
Yeah, and that would have pushed him over the edge, right? Because he hated the reason they lost the First World War.
That's a bit unlucky, though. I mean, it was like 1940.
And the kind of like, is an not, asshole.
Like, even before 1940, like. Early 1900s.
Yeah, but no one's gonna tell that to Hitler, though.
That's true.
I mean, no one can anymore, but even when he was around, no one's gonna tell him that.
I like that video.
Oh, the cooking video on the side. Yeah. Yeah, what are they cooking? Is that like a stew? That looks really nice.
Just vegetables.
There's a lot of red pepper on that.
Yeah, there is. Paprika, salt.
Paprika, salt, cumin.
Dude, that actually looks really good. It's like a tomato soup. Kind of?
Well, this is very important.
We should end this here now.
Okay. No, we need to keep talking about this. This is important.
Mom, please.
Make a well for the egg.
Why are you adding egg?
Well, what are you putting
three eggs?
What do you mean?
Why are you putting egg in tomato soup?
Is this some sort of like egg on top with the eggs in it?
Oh, so it's like, oh, right. Have you ever had like, tomato and egg on toast? It's not like tomato, more like a. It's kind of like bolognese on toast. That looks really nice.
So what
are
they doing
with
all the rest of the sauce? There's like...
They just keep using it until they're out. Because that could keep for a long time.
Okay, well, I think this is a good time to end it.
Yeah, this is a good time to end it.
No objections.
Yeah, no, I perfectly agree. We've nearly reached the 30-minute mark.
Right, guys.
Thank you, guys. Francis, this is our podcast. This isn't yours.
Yeah, Francis, you dumb.
Back down. Know your place.
Okay.
Thank you so much for listening to the first episode of Two Losers Talking About Things They Don't Know About.
I've been Schmidt.
And I'm Sorensen. I've been Sorensen. Sorry about
good
that.
Good one. We'll catch you on the flippity flip.
See you in the next episode.
Catch you on the flippity flip.
Later.
End it.